Hi, hi, we got everybody here on the call. Welcome to David Sandoval's Lifestyle Support Call. We'll be
starting.
Please say your name and where you're calling in from.
Steve and Cheryl Arduino, Paso Robles, California.
Paso Robles, California.
Welcome, everybody.
Devin, Seattle.
Welcome.
This is AJ from Los Angeles.
Hey, AJ, welcome.
Thank you.
This is Jennifer
AJ
from Hotland, Illinois.
John,
welcome, everyone, from Hawaii, the beautiful state of Hawaii. Welcome. Please state your name and where you're calling in from, and David will be joining us in just a second.
This is the call, so it doesn't do any
good. Sarah from Boston.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Dave Sandoval, and you are tuned in to the Perium Lifestyle Club. We come together every Wednesday right here, just like this, just at this time. Now, David Litt is not going to be able to host tonight. I just got word that he is with his son, picking him up at the airport, and you know that Purium is a family, and it's all about family. So I want to invite you guys to pitch in, say hello for the next couple of minutes. I'd love to hear from you, say where you're calling from, and we'll get this call in moderator mode in just about 3 minutes to get into a very interesting show that we have set for you tonight.
I can't believe that.
Hey, I'm Dave in Seattle.
Man,
great to hear
thank
from
you, David.
Hey, this is Marilyn, Minnesota.
Hey, Georgia, how are you? I don't know if that was Charlotte from Georgia or Georgia from Charlotte, but either way,
Seattle.
Pomona.
Jennifer from Huntley, Illinois.
Illinois, awesome. Welcome, Jennifer.
Santa Barbara.
Hey, we got somebody got us on speakerphone. We're getting a big echo.
Hello, Michigan.
Hello, Michigan.
Hey, we're from Connecticut.
All right.
Kansas City.
New Jersey.
To welcome you guys. Shout out. Tell me how
Illinois.
You're calling from.
Florida.
Look at you guys.
Tony from Lebanon, Missouri.
Julie from Dunedin, Florida.
All right. Well, anyway, as we love to hear from you guys as you come on, but I want to get started on time. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Give me one moment. We have somebody at the controls. We'll put it in the moderator mode.
David, you want me to take care of that for you?
That would be great. Awesome.
David,
well, okay. Fantastic. Well, I believe this call is being recorded. I believe that we're in moderator mode. We ask that you all stay in that mode, and only if we call your name, you could then hit *6 and join the conversation. In about 10 minutes or so, we are going to be calling a winner who gets free tickets to our national convention. There's a couple of hoops you have to have jumped through in order to qualify, but we have a few people who do that every week, and we pick two of them. The first person who has an opportunity to win, if they're not there, we give another person an opportunity, and usually David Litt handles that. I'm sure I'm going to mess it up, so bear with me. Again, not used to hosting my own call, so a little off my game perhaps, but now's the part I like, where I get to say welcome to tonight's call. This is the Purium Lifestyle Club because we are not a product company. We are a lifestyle company. We're a philosophy company. We're an education company. We're a knowledge company. And more importantly than that, we're a family. We're an ohana. We are like-minded, well-intentioned people coming together to change the world, and nothing short of that is acceptable to me. That's why we're here. That's what we do. But you can't change the world unless you're changing your own life, okay? You can't change the world unless you are also involved in personal self-improvement. You cannot love the world unless you are involved in personal self-love. It's just the way it is. Gandhi said that the change we seek in the world must begin at home. And what's better to begin at home than with, of course, our children, our family, but more importantly, ourselves. And one thing that we have to realize, one thing that we just know is true, is that we have too much stress in our lives. You know, we have too much stress in our lives. There's too much going on. And you have to understand that we're all part of a nomadic tribe. We really are. We just don't realize it because we've been in the cities for so long. Okay? So we're all part of a nomadic tribe. And if you think about the way that we act and the way that we react on a physiological level, not the way that we react to what we see on the news, the way we react at a physiological level to all of the stresses that come into our lives, from the time we wake up to an alarm and get in a car and drive through traffic to get to work on time or maybe not, and have time with people that we may or may not want to spend time with. And then to rush home through that traffic that isn't really rushing. And why they call it rush hour traffic, I don't understand. It's an oxymoron. If you're rushing, why does it take an hour? So the bottom line is that our bodies don't know how to deal with that much stress. They weren't built to deal with that much stress. Our mechanics, our physiology doesn't know why we're under so much stress. It just knows that all of that stress has absolutely taken a toll on our sensibilities, on our abilities, on, you know, our body, and its reaction is to that stress is not always known. It's so low level. So let me explain some of the things that may be associated with low level stress, which leads to adrenal burnout. Adrenal burnout leads to some symptoms like waking up tired, needing coffee, needing a Red Bull or some other energy drink, some other stimulant to become addicted to stimulants, because your adrenaline is no longer there to give you that extra burst of energy that you require from time to time, that Mother Nature had every intention of providing you before we adopted this absolutely incredible lifestyle. So let me tell you what we're talking about. We're talking about a fight or flight mechanism that is part of our hormonal system that is driven by our adrenal glands. And you never hear about somebody having an operation on their adrenal glands, like tonsils or their appendix. You never hear of that. Yet a lot of people are affected by this. So your adrenal glands are part of your fight or flight. And I'll tell you something you probably don't know, or maybe you did, that when your adrenal glands are triggered, you have superhuman strength. I'll give you two instances. One, we see a person attacked by a lion in Africa, and the mom runs out and fights off a lion with her bare hands, and people say, how could you have done that? It's through adrenal energy that you get this superhuman strength. You see an old woman lift a car off of her husband when it falls off the jacks and is crushing him in their garage. How did she do that? Adrenal energy. You see a man on PCP being subdued by the police, but he's stronger than any 10 of them combined. How did he get that strength? His body released adrenal energy. But it isn't meant to make you Superman. It's meant to give you a tiny bit of extra strength anytime you need it. It is the reserve tank in your energy system. Now, when you lose that reserve tank, okay, when that reserve tank becomes exhausted, that's what we call adrenal burnout. Now, I learned from a man named Bernard Jensen. Bernard Jensen was an amazing naturopath. He was an amazing naturopath, and he spent his time studying how the human body could heal itself, okay? And in doing so, he found out that most people, even though they were doing all the right things, taking all the right green foods and superfoods and changing their diet for the better, they would still end up suffering. And the reason why is because their bodies were unfortunately too weak to fight back because they didn't have that fighting energy called adrenal energy. And so at the deathbed of Bernard Jensen, he was 93 years old, and I was blessed enough to have learned at his feet. He was said to have died, was supposed to have died at 53 from cancer, but he didn't, did he? That's the age I am today. He lived another 40 years, despite the death sentence by medical doctors. He did it by taking care of his body and knowing how. Now, somebody on this line is making background noise. You need to mute yourself, please. Thank you. Now, what we have is this condition of adrenal burnout, and how do we address it? Well, believe it or not, when I went to look to do some research, it says that now they're saying adrenal burnout doesn't exist. It's a made-up condition. Well, guess what? Remember last year's call when the big article came out and said detoxifying is a made-up condition, a made-up thing? Well, I definitely debunked that myth, didn't I? And these people are out there trying to make a name for themselves, saying outrageous things because that's the society that we have today. The more outrageous thing that you say, the more people listen, the more news you get into, and somehow notoriety is confused with actual knowledge. And that's not good. But here's the thing. What we've learned is that any time that we have seen people use Dr. Bernard Jensen's formula, they report an immediate, by immediate, I mean within 30 days, they report an immediate response and an improvement in many of the conditions that we've described. So whether you could officially call it adrenal burnout, whether adrenal burnout actually exists, I don't know. They've debunked a lot of things. Let me give you an example, and this is something I want you to pay close attention to. They don't want to believe, and when you don't want to believe, you'll find a lot of ways to not have to believe. Example A, you have cranberry juice, which we know for years naturopaths have recommended for urinary tract infections. Well, in order to debunk that, a Townsend newsletter, the Townsend newsletter cited research that showed that there wasn't a single antibacterial or antimicrobial agent in cranberry juice. And they said, so all of this is psychosomatic hogwash made up by these naturopathic loonies, right? Well, guess what? Now we know that cranberry juice has this amazing ability to stop bacteria from adhering to anything. So it doesn't matter if you kill the bacteria when they can't stick to you. Remind you of that little rhyme that you said when you were kids, right? I'm rubber, you're glue. Well, guess what? It's rubber. The bacteria can't stick to it. So here's the great part. We now know, and we could identify the compound in cranberry juice that is specifically responsible for stopping the anti-adherence of bacteria and preventing and eliminating urinary tract infections, just as we always knew. But now we know even more. It also stops cavities, also stops, you know, gingivitis, also stops a lot of other things. And by the way, it's in our kids' MVP and in our biofruit, that cranberry juice extract that I speak of. But that's not the point. The point is they've tried to tell us that a lot of things don't work, and they tried to debunk a lot of naturopathic concepts only to ultimately be proven that they're proving us wrong was wrong, if that makes any sense. Like my dad used to say, you know, I made a mistake once. I thought I was wrong, but I wasn't. Well, unfortunately, that's what they're up against. We're not wrong about this. Adrenal burnout does exist, and there is a solution to it. Whether it's actually adrenals that you could measure and say, oh, you have so much adrenaline today and less tomorrow, so that's adrenal burnout. I don't know whether they have a test to prove it. I know that when you use it, it works. The ultimate science. Trial and error, and then validation, okay? Experimentation followed by validation, but I'm getting off track. The bottom line is that when we look at this activity, when we look at this basic benefit that we see. It's undeniable. And here's how it happens, okay? I'm going to give you Exhibit B in just a moment. I didn't say Exhibit A for no reason. Here's how it happens. We take a high desert bee pollen. We take a cordyceps mushroom. And we take white American ginseng. If you don't know, white American ginseng is the number one stress reliever on the planet as a single food. Nothing compares. White ginseng is not red ginseng. Red ginseng is a stimulant. White ginseng cools you down, calms you down, yet gives you energy and endurance. Think about it. Cools you down, calms you down, yet gives you energy, focus, and endurance. That can only be because it relieves stress from your body. We combine that with cordyceps mushrooms and high desert bee pollen. There's something very special about these three ingredients and the way they're combined. Now, more evidence. Exhibit B. The Chinese women track stars of 2012. Maybe it was 2000. I believe it was 2010. Excuse me. They shattered world records in track and swimming at the Summer Games. And they were accused of doping, of using steroids, performance-enhancing substances, and guess what? They were proven to have used performance-enhancing substances that were completely legal. They were called cordyceps mushrooms. The Chinese team had started using Chinese herbalists to assist their athletes, and they saw the adrenal burnout, recommended the cordyceps, and cordyceps alone was able to help. Now, in case you don't know, many world records are set at Olympic qualifying events, but not nearly as many are set at Olympic events. The reason why is because you have to do your absolute best to qualify for the Olympics. If you don't, you won't get there. Once you have gone through all of that qualifying, you suffer adrenal burnout, and you're no longer at your peak. Think about it, and you'll see the proof is in the numbers. So what do? We take these three ingredients, and we put them together, and we call it Be Energetic. And from what I understand, that is on sale this month. I don't know the specifics, but I think it's something like buy three, get one free. And this is perfect because you need four bottles a year. Every 90 days, you take a bottle. So if you take advantage of this special, you are set up for the next year with your Be Energetic. Can you take it every day? Yes, but I say take the White American Ginseng every day. Take the Be Energetic only four times a year, one complete bottle. You could double it up and take double the label copy and get done in 14 days if you want to, or take it the entire 28 to 30 days. Either way, it works for me, but I guarantee it's going to work for you. Now, guess what? I've got some really positive news. The world is not going to hell in a handbasket, as my grandfather would say. We are not at the worst time ever in the history of the world, as people would like you to believe. To the contrary. We are at an amazing transformational time where like-minded, well-intentioned people are going to change the earth, and I want to give you some evidence of that. Today, we're in our car talking about the Air Car. If you haven't looked at the Air Car, it is soon to be available in Hawaii. It is driven completely on air. The only emission is air. You only use compressed air, which is pennies on the dollar compared to any other type of energy. And guess what? Besides being 100% emissions free, you could go like 80 miles before you have to put more air into it. Like a dollar's worth of air, if you have an air pump at home, it's 50 cents worth of air, takes you 80 miles. Tell me that's not proof that the world is getting better. Yes, with a $1,000 deposit, you could guarantee delivery of your Air Car if you live in Hawaii only. And I'm putting my deposit down today. Next, did you know that we're very, very close to launching our products in plastic alternatives? I have been pushing the envelope, and other people have been pushing the envelope, and now, because of those efforts, there is non-GMO biodegradable plastic products being made available. They're not even made of plastic. They're made of bamboo and hemp. Plastic made of bamboo and hemp. So there's good news. Guess what else? There's mushrooms that eat toxins. mushrooms that eat plastic. That's right. And in addition to that, they're developing ways to fight Monsanto that you don't imagine. As I said, they're proving that Roundup is toxic. Take Roundup out of the equation, and guess what? GMOs are no longer needed. I want you to remember, as we tell you time and time again on this program, that you have more power than any billionaire in the world. And here's the reason why. There's only so many billionaires, and they can only consume so much. Everything that is offered for sale is offered because it's being driven by consumer demand. If you are getting junk in your store, it's because you shop in a store where people buy junk. And if they're offering more and more organic food, it's because you're shopping in a store where more and more people are demanding and buying only organic food. We just went through Vons, and I was blown away that we were able to fill our baskets with 100%, at least 95% organic food. When it wasn't organic, it was nitrate-free, preservative-free, color-free, everything. Totally, you know, with all these different statements being made and symbols of approval because they're trying to prove that their food is pure. We are changing the world. I can, you can. You remember the song. We could change the world. We are doing it. It is not something that's going to happen. It is something that has happened, that is happening, and that will happen. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Remember what Eleanor Roosevelt said. You know, tomorrow is a mystery. Yesterday is history. But today is a gift. And that's why they call it the present. So are you opening up your present? Are you opening up your present? Are you accepting the gift that has been given to you, the beauty, the ecstasy, the love, even the agony, which is also a gift because it allows you to measure your ecstasy against that agony and to know that you exist. So we have to have purpose. We have to have purpose. And Purium's purpose is well-defined. Tomorrow night, you're going to get to meet Amy Venner, my partner and the leader of the Million Mom Movement. You're going to hear more and more about the things we're doing to inspire you to be the change that we seek in the world. I want to remind you that the Dalai Lama said that Western women are going to save the planet. I'm going to say that again. The Dalai Lama said that Western women are going to save the planet. Do you know why? It's the most untapped resource of knowledge, expertise, compassion, and untapped leadership. And when they begin to express and step into the power and begin to lead in the way that we know they can, then the Dalai Lama's prediction will have come true. But when is that going to happen? Tomorrow? Or is it going to happen today with you, right now? Because the Million Mom Movement is waiting for you to join and to say that I want to be part of this. I want to be part of women who are not going to take it anymore. Women who are not going to be lied to anymore, taken advantage of, paid 70 cents on the dollar, have a glass ceiling, be told to be quiet. That isn't going to sell anymore. Not if we do this right. Because that's what I want my daughter, my sister, my mother, my wife. Well, I don't have a wife, but you know what I mean. But that's what I want for the women of this planet, is to be more capable of providing for the future, not only of themselves, but for humanity, because that's what mothering is. Even if you never have children, you are a mother. I've been called a mother several times, but that's a totally different story. The bottom line is that when you're fighting for something passionately, not everybody loves you, not everybody gets it. But if you fight passionately, they respect you, okay? They respect you for taking a stand. They respect you for caring about something enough to be passionate. Most people have no passion in their lives. Simply being passionate about something besides football, you know what I mean? Besides your own personal gain or moving forward, is a good thing. So I want to tell you some things I'm really, really proud of. Purium puts people back at home with their children, with their families, in their gardens, on vacation. Purium puts people where they want to be. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is not dead at Purium. We're all about life, okay? We're all about life because right now, if I could give you 10 extra years of life Would you take it? If I walked into a school of second graders and said, in this envelope, I have a magic ticket that will give you 2 years of perfect health and extend your life by 2 years, they'd all laugh at me. If I went into 6th grade, 8th grade, 12th grade, if I went into college, they'd still be laughing at me. If I asked a 20 and 30-year-old, they'd probably still laugh at me. But I guarantee you, you ask a 70-year-old how much they'd pay for that envelope, and the bidding starts at $100,000, baby. You want 2 years of perfect health at 70? Oh, yeah, the bidding starts at $100,000. At 80, it goes up past that. But guess what? I'm offering you that right now. I'm offering you that now. I'm offering you 10, 20, 30 years of perfect health between 50, 60, 70, 80. Yes, I'm offering you that, but you have to pay today, not $100,000. I think we call it a backup order. That's right. Think about it. For $50, $60, $75, $150 a month, even if it's $250 a month like I typically use in products, that's still $3,000 a year. If you add that up until I am 70, that's still only $60,000. Still haven't spent my $100,000, have I? So if you're going to be willing to spend, and you know you would, that $100,000 for 2 years of perfect health at 80, why wouldn't you pay $100,000 for 30 years of perfect health at 40? Starting with a backup order. And you get to pay it every month. Only $150 a month. Now that's a sales pitch I could get behind. My name's David Sandoval. I am one of the owners of Purium Health Products. You could forget my name, but don't forget what it is that we're sharing. Now, I believe that David Litt has sent me information about a winner chicken dinner, somebody who is going to get the free ticket. So if you're standing by, get ready. You have to listen in. And I need to find the email from David Litt that's going to give me the information. And so, we have a, who, is that you, David?
No, that's right, me. It's Michael Mazes,
hey,
and
Michael,
I've got the name.
Magic winners.
Yes, I've got the magic winner. The magic winner this week is Dr. Dana McGrady.
Wait a minute. And see, everybody's going to think just because I love Dana McGrady and she's one of our favorite person in the world that we, like, pulled her ticket out of the hat. But I promise you, that is not the case. But she does not win it unless she's on the line. Dr. Dana, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Oh,
woo!
So,
woohoo!
That's
yes,
all I'm
on the line.
This
is awesome. Yeah, no, this is rad. I'm so excited. I can't believe that. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for doing everything required. I believe there's a whole bunch of hoops you had to jump through. I think you have had to bought your ticket already. You had to have, like, done some other stuff, like put somebody into the business in the last 2 weeks and stuff like that. And you did all of that. And you can see I'm not a good David Litt impersonator, am I?
She had to enroll an active member last week, David, and had bought her ticket already for the summit, and now she won for this week.
And she had to be on the call. I knew there were three things.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Awesome. You know, your husband still has to buy his ticket, I think. Is there one or two tickets, David?
One, yeah.
Adam still needs to get his ticket, but he will.
The Mr. McGrady.
So Dana can.
Here's Adam.
You know that it's not going to be the same without him. Because when I jump into that mosh pit, I want Adam there to catch me.
Hey, Dave, buddy, I'll be there with you.
Right on, man.
Thanks again, man. Awesome.
Congratulations once again. And again, for those of you who don't know, Dr. Dana is one of my favoriteest people. She comes to the PHP Academy live at the Oasis. She is a doctor of traditional Oriental medicine. Again, I love, traditional Oriental medicine. So it is definitely going to be great, you know, to have her at the thing because she has so much to share. And sorry for the person who is next in line. we almost always get through the first person and some second person has a shot at it. But nonetheless, we're so glad for all of you. And I want to remind you once again that this convention that's going to be happening in Florida, that's the first time we've ever had an East Coast convention. There's going to be people who are going to be able to drive in from New York, Connecticut. You know, you never know. And I want to start a little something here, a little something, something. You guys, listen closely. Imagine if coming out of convention, what if you guys got a one-way ticket to convention and then rented a van or something and did a short trip? I don't care if it's 100, 200, 300 miles, 500 miles, 1,000 miles, a short trip back home, part of the way home, all the way home, doing a PHP. I'm going to show you how easy it is to plan a road trip for PHP, to tell people, I'm coming to your town, I want to do a healthy happy hour, who's going to help me, how many people could we get together, and then those people call people they know in the next town. I want to see how many people want to do a Purium road trip leaving convention, okay? If you plan on doing a Purium road trip leaving convention, and you could prove to me that you got a one-way ticket and a rental car and you're setting it up, I'm going to have a special promotion package for you that's going to help you on that journey. These are Purium road trips, post-convention Purium road trips. I'm putting it out there now. We have 150 days to plan it. It's 150 days to convention, hombres. It is time to get on our ponies and ride. So let's get this thing started. I'm putting it out there. If you like this idea, somebody tell me on Facebook. We'll start a conversation. And again, this brings us pretty much to the end of our tonight. I want to thank you guys for having been on with me. Enough.